Each September, Arctic sea ice extent reaches its annual low before gradual refreezing begins. It's a climate change marker scientists watch closely. According to climatologist Brian Brettschneider with our Ask a Climatologist segment, this year's Arctic sea ice retreat won't break the record set in 2012, but it's not too far behind. Brettschneider says it's strikingly low compared to two decades ago. He tells editor Annie Feit the ice extent is shaping up to be around the seventh lowest on record.
So based on the daily data from the National Snow and Ice Data Center, it appears that we possibly have reached that annual minimum. They have to make that official call. But if it hasn't already occurred in the last day or so, we're almost, you know, we're within just 1 or 2 days, and the values isn't going to change all that much.
But just last month, things look like they might end up much different, right?
So, yeah, if you looked at the trend line of where we were heading all the way running up through, say, mid-August, we were running just slightly ahead of the lowest sea ice extent on record. So it looked like we were going to be kind of neck and neck for possibly a new seasonal minimum. But what ended up happening is the atmospheric conditions that promote melting or lack of melting in the high Arctic kind of tilted toward protecting that ice for the last month or so. And so all the things that kind of could have gone wrong and sent us into a new record low, they didn't happen. And that ice kind of held on better than we normally would have expected. So instead of being the lowest on record or the second lowest, we're probably going to end up in somewhere in the sixth to eighth lowest daily low sea ice extent on record.
But even the sixth or eighth lowest on record is pretty low, right?
Right. So if you look at the lowest values, I mean, all of the, say, the 11 lowest values have occurred in the last 11 years. So it's a different regime than we had decades ago, where the September sea ice minimum was in the 6.5 to 7.5 million square kilometer range. Now it's consistently lower than, say, 4.5 to 5 million every year, where our sea ice minimum is that much different than it was just as little as two decades ago.
And why do scientists watch the Arctic sea ice extent so closely?
Well, it really is a driver of a lot of the globe's climate. It really helps the presence of the ice acts as a control on the temperature of the entire planet. So when there's ice on the water, it acts like a mirror for solar energy. As soon as the sun's energy hits that, bounces back off into space, it's kind of like it never occurred. But when you take away that ice, you make it so that the exact opposite occurs. That water absorbs that solar energy, and then it heats up. And that changes a lot of things as far as atmospheric patterns, ocean currents, you know, the position of the jet stream, just many, many cascading effects. So when you remove that ice, the kind of the whole globe's weather patterns, atmospheric patterns, can shift into a new regime.
Brian Brettschneider is a climatologist in Anchorage. He spoke with Annie Feit from Alaska's Energy Desk as part of a regular look at climate change in the state. If you have a climate-related question, send an email to akenergydesk@alaskapublic.org.